and privileged to operate in this particular province, because man, they've been on the ball from the word go. Remember, we tried phoning, going, "Oh, can we get the premier to talk on the show about the first outbreak?" People were telling us, "No, the premier can't talk." We phoned the premier on his phone. He said, "I don't care, we'll talk." He spoke to us. He ran to the jock. They've evolved. We spoke to Rashid Tofi, who's the deputy director general for economic opportunities, or I think they call it economic development these days, right? He was talking about some of the work that they're doing behind the ground. Westgrow have always been on top of things, phenomenally so, getting people to invest here. Tim Harris is the CEO of Westgrow. He joined you this morning. Tim, good to have you on the show.
Thanks, Kino.
And we also have Corin Bosman. So you do strategic research for Westgrow, so that Tim knows what he's talking about. Hi there, Corin. How are you doing?
Yes, hi. Good morning. Thank
you. Hello, hello. Not that Tim doesn't know, but we all need to be kept informed, right, Tim? And we need researchers to keep us at the sharp edge of things. But talk to us about the COVID Content Center. Who's it aimed at? Yep. What does it do?
Right, Kino. So obviously this might be an unprecedented crisis, but it's not our first one. We have a kind of playbook in the Cape of how to respond to crisis that makes us probably one of the most resilient cities and regions around.
Yeah.
And usually it involves two things in the early days: bringing people together, aligning a message, and then clarifying the status of things and the situation as it develops. Because even if you think about the early days of the water crisis, you've seen similar things happen. People are moving so quickly. There's so much uncertainty that we think sometimes it makes sense just to have a lot of people from different institutions working together to try and create some certainty by clarifying what's going on. So that's why we're working as part of, you mentioned Rashid Tofi's economic cluster. He's got various streams working with him from across the provincial and local governments. Mm. And the one that we're leading on through this COVID Content Center is clarifying the actual status of things and synthesizing and interpreting the changing regulatory space, which, as you know, is changing by the minute.
Yes.
And trying to provide as accurate information and as much clarity as we can live on our website, supportbusiness.co.za. And to do that, we've got a lot of the Westgrow team that's just working on that now, together with our partners at Bepeso, Green Cape, the city, the province. It's that usual pulling together in a crisis. But as far as supportbusiness.co.za goes, it's about clarifying the situation so business in this really, really difficult time can get a bit more certainty.
Because the one thing, I want to go back to this water crisis, and by the way, we have the ongoing Eskom crisis, but the water crisis in and of itself, I think a lesson was learnt. You need to get the message on point while at the same time not wreaking havoc. Because if you start creating panic, then all things can go to you know what, as we found with some of the messaging around water.
Exactly. So the content center is designed to try and create certainty by pushing out information, which we're sourcing from a variety of places. Obviously, national government is moving quickly, making announcements, and then clarifying those announcements, and then expanding on the regulations. And we think one of the things business needs is a place that they can go to for the up-to-the-minute updates that that synthesize everything that's out there and let them make a business decision quickly in a well-informed way.
Okay, so how do they interact with the site with the resource?
Right, so you can just visit the site, supportbusiness.co.za, or you can email directly supportbusiness@westgrow.co.za. The reason why we asked Corin to join is because she's running what we call the frequently asked questions operation. Obviously, a lot of businesses have the same question about what they can do under the lockdown, what they need to do to navigate the health realities. And so if you look at that site, you'll see there's now hundreds of frequently asked questions with the answers that Corin and her team have drafted that is the best possible view on where we are today at this minute. And we think that's one piece that's missing around the information flow around the crisis.
You need the researchers with the up-to-date information. I was always thinking, you know, when you're running a radio show, you have to try and be on top of things. And as a talk show host, you can't always be on top of just about everything, which is why they give you a wonderful research and production team. And it's the same principle here. And Tim, we'll come back to you, but Karen Bosman, let's just talk a little bit about the work you do. We'll talk about the maybe the top five, top 10 questions or whatever that, that people do ask. But let's talk a little bit about the work that goes into this. Good morning once again.
Hi, morning. So what we're trying to do in every day is, you know, every day there's a whole new host of questions. So we're trying our best to stay up to date. Today, of course, everybody wants to know about the essential services and how to register and how to get a permit and what to do and whether they are an essential service. Last week, it was about restaurants and all the regulations around that. Mm. So our operation is essentially to try and just tackle as much information as we can coming from national government through as fast as we can. It is tricky given that there's a lot of information from different places. Mm. But what we are trying to have is just essentially a collated portal with as much of all the different information together in one place.
Okay. So someone, for example, called in this morning, and it might seem like a, and it wasn't really, I think it's quite an important question, with UIF, right? Saying that UIF does not accept the electronic stamp that a bank puts on to verify an account. It seems rather doff from where I'm sitting for UIF to do that. So in that instance, what does something like this particular center do, especially in relation to all the other people doing some hard work behind the scenes?
Yes, there's so many gaps and there's so many small things like this, and it is essentially, in the end of the day, it's the small things that really trip people up.
Yeah.
So my main advice is to send us an email. We are also really trying to connect to everybody else out there that has answers. So equally important is for us to know who can you know, answer these types of questions as well. And so anybody who has a question can send us an email. We will try our utmost to get a response or to at least find somebody else that they can speak to that does have a response.
Okay, brilliant. And well done to you guys for doing all the hard work and the needing to contact people, get information, trying to make sense of that information. Tim,
yep.
21 days, how do you see this evolving?
Yeah,
I'm talking about your centre now. I'm not talking about COVID-19 itself.
No, sure. Yeah. No, I understand. So we always thought there would be kind of three main things we'd be working on. And I know that there's a similar view from the rest of the economic cluster. Basically, over the last week and a half, there's a three-part agenda. The first one is containment, right? Recognizing that business, in its normal course of things, can spread the virus. So actually, that piece was about getting business to recognize that, including ourselves. Westgrow, you know, we canceled all of our missions, we canceled all of our meetings, we're now entirely virtual because we recognize that if we don't do that, we won't contain the virus.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, from tomorrow, that's kind of baked in through the lockdown, and I hope that works. But that means we shift entirely to our next two priorities, which is adaptation. And, Kino, that's the one that the COVID Content Center is really prioritizing. It's saying businesses are in distress. They need answers to the shifting regulatory environment very quickly, and the team can help provide those. But also sharing best practice. You know, there's lots of things that businesses are doing to cope that are novel and interesting and other businesses could copy. So there's a big part of sharing best practice within the crisis. And then, Kino, the third thing is recovery. And a lot of the team actually spends a significant amount of time talking about recovery because I didn't hear the whole of the Premier's interview earlier, but what he's talking to us about is how do we engineer a V-shaped recovery after this?
Yeah.
If things are obviously going to be very bad economically, but how do we come back strong? And actually, a lot of the stuff we're doing now, a lot of the measures we're putting in place now in the heat of the crisis will probably influence how quickly we can recover as an economy.
Exactly.
So, for example, I think countries and regions that are able to contain the virus effectively will be ones that tourists want to go back to quickly, that businesses want to invest in. It's essentially about resilience. If we can show we can navigate a crisis as a business community and as a society, that will make us a more compelling destination after the crisis. So it's interesting how much of the Wescro team is already actually working on recovery. You know, you've covered extensively how we doubled the number of flights to Cape Town over the last 5 years. Those flights have all stopped. So how do we make sure when we're through the crisis, we get those flights back and more? And the same applies to investment, to exports, to tourism. I think it's important for business in Cape Town, even as they're dealing with the crisis, to think about how they're going to recover strongly. And that's certainly something that we're already working on.
Yeah, and it's essential, obviously, to have that the V-shaped recovery, of course. And, you know, I hope that some businesses who made billions out of Eskom and were willing to do things on risk will also come to the party and will assist in looking at business models. You know, one thing we can say, in certain sectors, things are going to change forever. Tourism is definitely one of them. Speaking to Sisan Chona, he said, the CEO, obviously, as you know, of SA Tourism, he said, we've been neglecting the local tourism market for a long time, yet we need them to take us through winter. We need them to take us through times like this. So reworking some of those business models will be essential so that South Africans can also enjoy the very cities that they live in.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other element of this talking about change is how quickly business has changed into a virtual space, into an online space.
Yep.
And that obviously plays into strengths that we have as a regional economy. You know, the biggest tech hub in Africa, a lot of the cloud data center providers are setting up and building up around Cape Town. These are going to be big growth industries as the global economy reconfigures away from physical face-to-face work and into more effective online work. And I think if you combine what we can do on domestic tourism, as CISA says, if you combine how the Western Cape can step up as a kind of virtual working hub and a space where those that software is being developed, where the data centers are running from, where the development jobs are and the business service jobs are going to be created. I think actually we're fairly confident about a V-shaped recovery, even as we're kind of navigating the crisis in the moment.
Tim, when you retire one day in about 40 years from now, you'll be able to do circuits and tell people how Cape Town got it right, you and everybody else involved. So we'll stay in touch with you. We'll chat to both you and Corin. But is there anything else you'd like to add in closing, Tim?
No, Akino, thanks a lot. I just think if people obviously need to respect the lockdown. As I said, if we contain this thing effectively, it's the single best way of making sure we get our economy back on track and our jobs back quickly afterwards. So if I can just join that call, let's take the lockdown seriously. It'll help our economic recovery.
And I would like you listening to the show right now to make this trend online, wherever you are. Share it with your friends if they're involved in business. It's called supportbusiness.co.za. When you land on there, it'll say COVID-19, the content center. It says supporting business in Cape Town and the Western Cape. They give you insight into managing risk, safety and well-being of your staff, clients, your supply chain, travel, managing risk, etc. You can also get hold of them and, you know, you'll find your frequently asked questions answered, but you can also introduce the other nuancy ones that need some extra you know, research and answering. So all of that coming up. But you'll hear from Tim and from